Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another in the series of Read the Word. I'm doing a little bit of a test here tonight. We're glad to have you with us from around the world, wherever you may be. And it's really interesting to see that. You get the volume turned down. That's what's interesting. See how far around the world God has taken this signal and how many people's lives are blessing. Those of you from around the world, not just the United States of America, make sure you send us an email or a letter. Now, I've been asking for a long time, and I know that's the process with radio, but I really am interested because on the Blog Talk Radio channel, we don't get to see your nation until you have 1% of our viewing audience that is represented by your nation. So till you reach that 1% mark, we don't get to see your nation. And we would love to see where you're from. Our ministry is literally reaching 37 nations of the world. Now, that's pretty big. What's amazing about it is we've never done any advertisement. We've never done anything. God is just taking it around the world. And those of you who read the word, send it to everybody you know all over the world. This is a powerful tool to help people begin to understand the balance of the Word of God, the majestic Word of God. You can't have the New Testament without the Old, and you can't have the Old without the New. That's just the way God set it up. And, you know, today we're going to read some Psalms of David, how he has triumphed in his faith in God in the middle of it all. David had a really interesting life, but God's blessing was in it all the way through his life. Well, here we go. Let's get to the opening prayer. Pray this prayer with me. You'll find it right there in the notes of the program. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height. So I will know the love of Christ. He wants you to know it, which passes all knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. And that's quite a thought. Psalm 65. Here we go. Psalm 65. Praise to God for his salvation and providence, infinite power and goodness of God. To the chief musician, a psalm of David, a song you sing tonight. Ready? This morning. Praise is awaiting you, O God in Zion. And to you the vow shall be performed. O you who hear prayer, to you all flesh will come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, you will provide atonement for them. Remember, atonement means at-one-ment. You become one with God again. Verse 4, blessed is the man you choose and cause to approach you, that he may dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, O of your holy temple. Of course, they went to a building. You and I are the temple in the day we live. Amen. I mean, think about it. Rahab was a harlot of Jericho. And when the spies came, she's like, I know who you boys are, and I'm going to keep you safe. And you're going to make a promise to me that I get to come and be with you. And literally became part of the lineage of Jesus. A Gentile, Israel's getting ready to kill for their absolute wickedness. But she said, I'm seeking God. Verse 5. By awesome deeds and righteousness, you will answer us. O God, our salvation, you who are the confidence of all the ends of the earth. Man, that's a powerful statement. And of the far-off seas, who established the mountains by his strength, being clothed with power. You who still the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. They also who dwell in the farthest parts are afraid of your signs. You make the outgoings of the morning and evening rejoice. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. Interesting what David is seeing, isn't it? You provide their grain, for so you have prepared it. You water its ridges abundantly. You settle its furrows. You make it soft with showers. You bless its growth. You crown the year with your goodness, and your paths drip with abundance. Everybody pause. I'm writing this one down. That is Psalm 65:11. I like that. You drip with abundance. 12, they drop on the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered with grain. They shout for joy. They also sing. Just makes you want to get up and go, woo! Psalm 66. Praise to God for his awesome works. David exhorts others to praise God, to observe his great works. A chief musician, a psalm. Make a joyful shout to God, all the earth. Sing out to the honor of his name. Makes you want to sing, doesn't it? Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your works. Through the greatness of your power, your enemies shall submit themselves to you. All the earth shall worship you and sing praises to you. They shall sing praises to your name. Come and see the works of God. He is awesome in his doing toward the sons of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the river on foot. There we will rejoice in him. He rules by his power forever. His eyes observe the nations. Do not let the rebellious exalt themselves. Selah.
Amen.
Oh, bless our God, you peoples. Make the voice of his praise to be heard, who keeps our soul among the living and does not allow our feet to be moved. There is a good verse for you who want to live a long life. He keeps our souls among the living.
Amen.
For you, O God, have tested us. You've refined us as silver is refined. You brought us into a net. You laid affliction on our back. You have caused men to ride over our heads. We went through the fire and through the water, but you brought us out to rich fulfillment. I will go into your house with burnt offerings. I will pay you my vows, which my lips have uttered and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. I will offer you burnt sacrifices of fat animals with the aroma of rams. I will offer bulls with goats. Selah. Come and hear, all you who hear our God. And I will declare what he has done for my soul. I cried to him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But certainly, God has heard me. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, who has not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. Psalm 67. An invocation and a doxology. Prayer for the extension of God's kingdom to the chief musician on a stringed instrument. This one was a guitar. I'm certain this was a guitar. A psalm, a song. God be merciful to us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah, that your way may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. Let the people rejoice, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on the earth. Let the people rejoice. Let the people be glad. I'm just singing. Verse 5, let the people praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Then the earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. All the ends of the earth shall fear him. And it doesn't say it, but I say, Selah. Psalm number 69. I just get fired up doing this. Brother Leo, bless you, man. Psalm 69. Now, this is an urgent plea for help in trouble. Now, I'm not sure. This is a Psalm of David. This is set to the tune, The Lilies. It's a tune that was known. It's called The Lilies. Don't you love lilies? I do. 1305. Save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck. I sink in deep mire, where there is no standing. I have come into deep waters, where the floods overflow me. I am weary with my crying. My throat is dry. My eyes fail while I wait for my God. Those who hate me without a cause are more than the hairs on my head. They are mighty who would destroy me, being my enemies wrongfully. Though I have stolen nothing, I still must restore it. O God, you know my foolishness, and my sins are not hidden from you. Let not those who wait for you, O Lord God of hosts, be ashamed because of me. Let not those who seek you be confounded because of me, O God of Israel. Because for your sake I have borne reproach. Shame has covered my face. I have become a stranger to my brothers and an alien to my mother's children. Because zeal for your house has eaten me up, and the reproaches of those who reproach you have fallen on me. That's a prophetic word about Jesus right there. When I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, that became my reproach. I also made sackcloth my garment. I become a byword to them. Those who sit in the gates speak against me, and I am the song of the drunkards. But as for me, my prayer is to you, O Lord, in the acceptable time. O God, in the multitude of your mercy, hear me in the truth of your salvation. Now that's David, Old Testament man, seeing truth produce salvation. Amen. 14, deliver me out of the mire and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from those who hate me and out of the deep waters. Let not the flood water overflow me, nor let the deep swallow me up. And let not the pit shut its mouth on me. Hear me, O Lord, for your loving kindness is good. Turn to me according to the multitude of your tender mercies. And do not hide your face from your servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. Draw near to my soul and redeem it. Deliver me because of my enemies. Remember, the redeem word is a financial term. Buy back. Rebuy it. It's a good word. Rebuy. Isn't that a good word?
Yeah.
19. You know my reproach, my shame, and my dishonor. My adversaries are all before you. Reproach has broken my heart. Boy, I'm full of heaviness. I looked for someone to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. If you've never been in that situation, that is a real situation that many people are in. There's a lot of people, but they have a broken heart, and they are full of reproach because of the shame that people have put on them. And I encourage you today, if that's you, get in contact with us, because we want to help you get out of that, because God said he's going to give you double for anything that looked like shame. I'm in verse 21, Psalm 69, 21. They also gave me gall for my food. This is Jesus. And for my thirst, they gave me vinegar to drink. Let their table become a snare before them, and their well-being a trap. Let their eyes be darkened so that they do not see, and make their loins shake continually. Pour out your indignation upon them, and let your wrathful anger take hold of them. Let their dwelling place be desolate. Let no one live in their tents, for they persecute the ones you have struck, and talk of the grief of those you have wounded. Add iniquity to their iniquity, and let them not come into your righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living, and not be written with the righteous. That's pretty serious. That was not Jesus. That was David. But I am poor and sorrowful. Let your salvation, O God, set me on high. I will praise the name of God with a song, and I will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or a bull, which has horns and hooves. The humble shall see this and be glad. And you who seek God, your hearts shall live. For the Lord hears the poor, and he does not despise his prisoners. And earth praise him, the seas and everything that moves in them. For God will save and build the cities of Judah, that they may dwell there and possess it. Also the descendants of his servants shall inherit it. And those who love his name shall dwell in it. Psalm 70. Prayer from the relief from adversaries. David solicits God to the speedy destruction of the wicked and the preservation of the godly. To the chief musician, a psalm of David to bring to remembrance. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded to seek my life. Amen. I agree with that. Let them be turned back and confused who desire my hurt. Let them be turned back because of their shame who say, aha, aha, we got you. Verse 4, let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. And let those who love your salvation say continually, let God be magnified. I am poor and needy. Make haste to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay. May God add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. In Jesus' mighty name. It's very interesting. Wait, I'm going to call this Circle the Wagons. Circle the Wagons. It's very interesting. When you, as you read the Psalms in all the places where they were written, it gives you an understanding of what David the King was going through. As you know, it's like yesterday, he sent to honor the young man's dad and send condolences to the young man, and then he decided to come out and attack him. And then David was forced to make him a subject. It's a shame. It's sad when people, they fight against God. And they feel like, if I submit to God and I listen to him, he's going to ask me to do something I can't do. No, he's not. He's only going to tell you what it was you were actually made to do on this earth. And that's the easiest thing in the world to do. It really is. And it wouldn't matter, even while you're doing it, it might be 14 to 18 hour days. We've spent a lot of 18 hour days here, but it doesn't matter. Why? It's what we're made to do. And you love it and you're thrilled with it.
Yeah.
Now, even though it's causing you to just absolutely change everything about you from what you was trained in school or whatever, doesn't matter. Just say yes. Some of you, it'd be a good thing for you to just spend a week just saying yes, Lord, all day long. It'd freak some of you flat out right now, I tell you right now. But it doesn't matter. What is there better than to say yes to the God that created the whole earth? He's got a plan for you that is exceeding abundantly above anything you've ever thought about in your life. Filled with health, filled with life, filled with strength, filled with peace, filled with joy. Filled with everything, every gift, talent, and ability being used to bless other people rather than work some job. Even though everybody's going to work, rather than work some job that's just what you learn to do, that you maybe learn to do good. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, here we go. Let's pray the prayer of salvation. Just one more thought on that. I'll bet you David had days when he thought, why didn't I just stay a shepherd boy? And yet when he got to be king and God showed him the reality of everything he was doing, and then he was able to put all that money aside and all the rich resources aside for the temple that Solomon could build. What an amazing honor. And then God loved him so much, he said, the rest of your life, I'm going to have someone from your family on the throne of David for the rest of history. Eternity is a long time. God loved this David. And God loves you just like he loved David. Now, let's pray the prayer of salvation. We want to give every one of you the opportunity to know God, to become in a perfect relationship. When Adam and Eve sinned, their bodies did not die. Adam lived to be 960. His spirit man lost connection with Almighty God. When you're born again, that spirit connection comes back to life, and you have a perfect relationship with the Father. And then it says in John chapter 14 that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are going to come and make their abode right in here. You are the temple, and you'll be reconciled with the Father. Ready? Pray with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
You
give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting
and I
life.
Will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I do believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I do believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day for me.
You rose again on the third day for me.
Put your hands out and say, I receive you into my life right now.
I receive you into my life right
all
now.
All of your love, Jesus.
All of your love.
All of your mercy.
All of your mercy.
All of your grace.
All of your grace.
All of your righteousness.
All of your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of
pray
God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
and live a successful life.
And
as a believer every day.
As a believer every
I
day.
Pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. And like I just said, you're now reconciled with the Father. So many things just happened that you don't even know. But all it takes is you just open the door and God Almighty comes in. And it's a pretty amazing thing. You're just filled with the light, which is Jesus. He's full of light. Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, has just come to live in the inside of you. By the power of the Holy Spirit, his righteousness has just filled your whole being. Well, all of that together just drives out the darkness. Now what we've got to do is get your mind to understand all the beauty of what God just did for you. That's my place in your life, is to help you come to that understanding. And that's what we do here 7 days a week, right here in the community of faith, helping make it happen. They got my email address and website right there in the notes of this program. And you'll be able to go there, shoot me an email and say, hey, Pastor, I prayed that prayer. Help me know how to walk with God. All I'm going to do is send you videos. They don't even cost you anything. They're YouTube videos. All you got to do is click on them. This is the cool thing. When you get one like that all of a sudden just starts rocking your world, listen to it. Listen and listen and listen. My pastor's got some messages I've listened to 100 times. Why? Because every time I listened to it, it was building more faith. It was establishing his word deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper in my life. I have been in some services with him where he preached a message. I went back and got the cassette tape. That's, you know, how long ago it was. And I listened to that thing nonstop for the next 24 hours, played it all night long. Why? Because it was transforming the inside of me. And that's what we want to do and be a blessing. We're not going to ask you for nothing. We don't want nothing. We're just here to help you find God and then help all your folks find God too. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. That's my email. HG for Holy Ghost. hgpreacherman@gmail.com. And then the website is samueljcottle.com. And we got a lot of good stuff on there. And it's going to continually change. It's going to be a changing site because we're just going to keep making it more and more and more and more adaptable to what you need in your life every day. And remember, Sunday morning, read the word. We'll be having communion, so make sure you're there for that. And whether or not you can be live with me, it's 11:46 p.m. In North Dakota time, Central Standard Time Zone, when I'm recording this. But make sure you listen to it. Listen to it every day. There's a YouTube playlist down there. Connect on that and then click like and subscribe to it or whatever you do with playlists. I don't even know what you do with them. But once you subscribe to the channel, every time we go live, you'll get a notification and you can be there. And we just want to be a blessing because we want to see you and all your folks make it into rapture and spend eternity with our Father. He loves us so much. He loves us so much. As you can tell, I can preach all night, but I ain't doing it. So, till we see you again tomorrow morning, right here. This is what we say. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. See you soon.